This is Dr. Mejia dictating for patient Mario Jackson, medical exam 4A933, date of 9/3/1980. Referring physician is Dr. Judy Smith. Procedure performed EGD and flexible sigmoidoscopy. Secondary procedure biopsy. State of the procedure April 7, 2023. Indications anemia, blood in the stool, histo-ulcerative colitis GERD. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, normal appear in EGD. Number 2, left-sided moderate to severe colitis. Number 3, procedure stop at the transverse colon due to inadequate preparation period. Depth of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, transverse colon, distal transverse colon for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care period. Open procedure as per EGD template period. After EGD was done, patient was turned, rectal exam was done, showing no significant abnormalities period. Pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the anorectal area, advanced to the colon, into the distal transverse colon without complications period. Examination performed upon withdrawal period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitor under procedure period, retroflexion performed at the rectum period. Paragraph. Procedure stop at the transverse colon due to moderate to severe inflammation of the left colon as well as inadequate preparation period. Findings, oral findings appear normal, pure paragraph, esophagus appear normal, pure paragraph, stomach appear normal, pure biopsies taken from antrum and body right H. pylori, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, pure biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage rate 1, period, net sigmoid, rectum sigmoid and descending colon up to the descending colon. There's erythema, edema, friability, subepithelial hemorrhages, and ulceration of the mucosa consistent with moderate to severe colitis period. Multiple biopsies were taken from the sigmoid colon and rectum period. And the portions of the splenic flexion and transverse colon examined, no gross lesions were seen. Large amount of solid stool present. Procedure stopped at the transverse colon due to inadequate preparation period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number. Patient will continue on oral mesalamine. Will start the patient also on rectal mesalamine period. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for evaluation or documentation of healing, given the persistent inflammation at this point in the adding of mesalamine rectum period. Patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks period, end of dictation.